The Boulder Police Department is investigating a shooting that occurred early Sunday morning in the University Hill neighborhood. BPD officers were responding to a disturbance call near the 1200 block Pennsylvania Avenue just before 1:30 a.m. Sunday when they received another call about shots fired in the immediate vicinity. Police say they believe three men exchanged gunfire. A police officer shot and wounded one of them. The BPD are still searching for the individuals that fled the scene and are asking members of the public to share photos or videos of the incident. The officer who shot one of the suspects has been placed on paid administrative leave. The entire executive board of CU's Center of the American West has resigned after the sudden firing of their beloved director. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
After Patty Limerick was suddenly discharged Friday, September 23rd, the entire executive board of the University of Colorado's Center of the American West left. More board members are feared to be leaving as resigned members share a feeling of loss and worry about the center's future. Limerick, as co-founder and director for 37 years, was abruptly let go by Glenn Krutz, CU's new director of arts and sciences. Krutz's media team told the Colorado Sun that the decision to let Limerick go was an appropriate decision to have change now and begin a new era. Those close to Limerick in the center of the American West fear that the loss of their director and center's co-founder will mark the end to the center, which has served as a leader of regional and cultural policy. According to their website, the center is committed to the civil, respectful, and problem-solving exploration of important and often contentious public issues. Sam Mamet, who joined the board in 2019, told the Colorado Sun that, "I'm fearful for that the loss of the center is a real possibility here." For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
The U.S. Department of Defense's Office of Naval Research will award a $10.9 million grant to two universities and five community colleges in the Denver metro area that will help students from underrepresented communities pursue careers in any engineering field. These colleges include the University of Colorado Boulder in Denver, the community colleges of Aurora and Denver, and eventually Front Range, Arapaho, and Red Rocks Community Colleges. The bulk of the $2.9 million in grants will finance student internships and stipends. The remaining will go to assist students in completing college-level math, science, and engineering courses before they go on to university. Denver's Office of Climate Action, Sustainability, and Resilience has opened a new round of e-bike rebate vouchers this morning. Claire Purnell reports.
E-bikes are bicycles with rechargeable pedal-assist motors that give riders a boost. The City and County of Denver debuted its e-bike rebate program earlier this year to incentivize drivers to transition to bike commutes. The program has been so successful that it hit its budget ceiling within weeks. Denver's climate office now makes a limited number of rebates available on the first Monday of the month, as unused vouchers approved earlier this year expire. As of September 30th, 2022, 3,780 e-bike vouchers have been redeemed in Denver. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
Friday was National Day of Remembrance for Indian Boarding Schools, also known as Orange Shirt Day. The day commemorates children who were lost and abused in the Indian boarding school systems in the U.S. and Canada. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Clark Adamitis from KSUT and KSJD has the story.
It was the survivors of St. Joseph's Mission Residential School in Williams Lake, British Columbia, who started Orange Shirt Day in 2013. But the movement was inspired by Phyllis Webstad, whose favorite shirt as a child was an orange one given to her by her grandmother. When Webstad was enrolled in a boarding school in Canada, employees took her orange shirt away, and she never knew why. The website orangeshirtday.org shares these words from Phyllis. Quote, "The color orange has always reminded me of how my feelings didn't matter, how no one cared, and how I felt like I was worth nothing," unquote. More than 400 Native American boarding schools operated in the 1800s and 1900s. At the schools, children faced physical and sexual abuse. Today, people nationwide are wearing orange to honor those victims. For KSUT and KSJD, I'm Clark Adamitis.
Hundreds of people showed up to Colorado's state capitol on Sunday for a demonstration to protest the death of Mahsa Amani, the Iranian woman who morality police killed because, quote, her headscarf was too loose. This demonstration was one of many around the country and the world standing in solidarity for the rights of Iranian women and men around the world. Expect partly sunny weather with chances of rain mainly after 1 p.m. all throughout the Front Range today. The National Weather Service expects isolated stronger storms to possibly produce small soft hail, gusty winds, and a brief period of moderate to heavy rain. There is a limited threat of flash flooding in recent burn areas. In Boulder, a high of 69 and a low of 45. In Denver, a high of 72 and a low of 46. In Fort Collins, a high of 70 and a low of 44. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.